Cape Talk. International correspondent.
Katie McDonald, all the way from Budapest, Hungary. A very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. How are you?
I'm pretty well. I'm pretty well awake, which is always a good start to the day. And how about you?
We are absolutely fine, but we're just trying to find the ANC Women's League. They seem to have been lost somewhere. We're going to find them. Don't you worry. We're going to find them, but they seem to be lost somewhere, somehow. Nonetheless, Katie, thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful day. And remember, in South Africa, we're still continuing to celebrate our women, and we continue to say thank you to them, to the many of them who are mothers to the whole nation. Nonetheless, though, we look to Europe, where you talk about soldiers targeted in the Paris attack.
Yeah, look, yet another terrible attack in Paris. You know, France, they've experienced quite a few terrorist-related attacks, as we know, of late. And, you know, if you look at the numbers, it's quite horrifying. More than 200 what they refer to as soft targets have been killed since 2015. But lately, you know, these attacks are increasingly focusing on French security forces. And yesterday morning in Paris, a BMW sedan, it's one of these attacks again, using a car, plowed into a group of soldiers. And they were leaving their base in a central area of Paris. They're part of an operation called Operation Sentinel. And it's one part, or this is one aspect of their emergency contingent in France. They basically have soldiers on patrol in public areas 24 hours a day, fully armed soldiers, and public areas and also areas where they predict or worry that attacks might take place. So essentially there were 12 soldiers in the group, and this car was heading towards them in the opposite lane. It sped up, crossed the lane, hit them. Three were seriously injured and three with more minor injuries. The suspect has been arrested. There was a car chase. He's been arrested in connection with the attack. And according to the local mayor, they say there's no doubt that it was a deliberate attack.
These times we live in, we've often spoken about this. But then we also talk about Spanish protests triggered law limiting tourist numbers.
Yeah, you know, this has been a thing. I mentioned the other, a couple of days ago, the whole thing about tourists behaving badly in Europe. But, you know, it's also the numbers, the sheer volume that affect so many places. So, you know, Abs, tourism, it's a major contributor to the economy of many countries. I mean, South Africa amongst them. And, you know, superficially, you'd think that despite the disruptions during tourist season, people would appreciate the money that's made. But Spain's experienced protests in the past few days in major tourist cities by locals. There are those that say these are groups of anarchists, but essentially Spanish locals, who say that the only way to halt what they refer to as a tourist invasion is to use violence. And in their point of view, they feel that only the wealthy are benefiting from tourism. So there have been these attacks, and now what's happened is the Balearic government, this is a local government that governs islands such as Mallorca and Ibiza, which are huge tourist destinations, they've basically passed new laws that are going to limit the number of tourists to the islands. They proposed fines of up to 400 euros that will be levied against anyone who rents out an unlicensed property. And one of the things or issues for the locals, and I know, Abs, it's a similar thing here in Budapest, that also has a huge influx of tourists in the summer. The holiday rentals, they're so much more lucrative that local residents are priced out of the market. And property rents are also driven up. And Airbnb has become so popular in many spots in the world, and understandably it's one of the groups slamming this new legislation. But so essentially this is what the local or this regional government have decided to do. They've just said, well, we'll have to curb the numbers. So it's going to be interesting to see how that works out.
Talking about tourists. Okay, in back to France again. France is tackling nepotism in government.
Oh, look, I just had to share this. I really did, because if you, you know, pick a country around the world that something like this could potentially affect. So I say kudos to the French, you know, for proposing this legislation that would prevent MPs and ministers from hiring family members. So can you imagine, you know, the same legislation in South Africa or America? There goes the Trump family. And, you know, quite a few other countries where family members, you know, they benefit from having relatives in government. But this was one of Emmanuel Macron's promises during his campaign in an attempt to revive trust in elected officials. You know, they've got a situation there. It's not only France that deals with this, but, yeah, they've had all sorts of issues with people in elected or elected to public office giving jobs to relatives, so to speak. And Macron's even pulled back from plans to give his wife an official role as First Lady. And I didn't actually realize this, but I found it interesting that there's no official First Lady or First Man role in France. You know, it's a given in so many countries, but not in France. So under this new law, if one hires a spouse, a partner, parents or children, an MP that is, the punishment's going to be 3 months in prison and a fine of €45,000. It's quite a hefty punishment.
That is heavy. Yo. Okay.
It is.
But look, hey, hey. It's all fair, I suppose, to root out a certain problem that you're having. Katie, though, I mean, we're finishing speaking with you now. What's the plans for the weekend? No more holidays for you then?
No more holidays, but do you know what we have here in Budapest? We've got what they dub one of the biggest and most successful music festivals happening. It's called the Tiget Festival. So the streets are full of youngsters from all over the world, not just youngsters, older people. But all I'm going to say is, as much as I appreciate that, you know, the whole music festival vibe, I'll probably be lying low this weekend, Abs.
It makes sense. This makes sense. Hey, no one's judging you on that one. But nonetheless, Katie, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure chatting with you. We chat again next week this time then. So please do have yourself a fantastic weekend.
And you too, of course, Abs.
Thank you so much.